Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from our Facebook group. You can find that at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. A listener wrote, I have a 2-year-old and I'm pregnant with my second baby. I'm having extreme feelings of guilt on how this new baby will disrupt my 2-year-old's life. And I'm really worried about how I could possibly love them both equally. From what I have heard, feeling this way is normal, but I can't help feel a little sense of dread when I think about adding a second kid to our family. Will it lower my standards of parenting? Will I lose my patience more easily? Will I love one child more than the other? Basically, will this second baby ruin my relationship with my son? I kind of grew up like an only child, so I don't know how this will work, and I'm terrified. I deeply identify with this question because I definitely felt this way before my second child was born. And by the way, I'm not an only child. I have 5 brothers and sisters, so I knew from siblings, and still I just felt these feelings because they're completely normal, these feelings, as you say. You have never had a love like you feel for your first child. And yeah, it feels ahead of time like it's absolutely impossible to recreate. It'd be like having 2 soulmates, right? It just doesn't track. And I also think, as you're getting ready to have your second kid, of course, there's anxiety about a lot of things. Am I really going to do this again, right? The childbirth, the breastfeeding, all of it. That's maybe being sublimated into other places, being specific. Will I be able to love this second child? Because will I be able to do it is sort of too big to get your arms around. But trust me, this definitely is going to work out. Let's go through each one of your questions. Will having a second child lower your standards of parenting? Well, it will change them. You are probably going to be a very different parent to your second child, but that's not all bad. You will be more relaxed. You will probably focus on the toddler a little more than the baby whenever you can when you first get home. I remember coming home from the hospital with my second baby, hadn't seen my 1.5-year-old in a couple of days, really missed him. My mom had him. We went in our apartment and the baby was sound asleep in the car seat that we brought him in from the car in. And my toddler was playing in the living room with his trucks. So we just kind of put the baby in the car seat right in the front hall and went and played with our toddler for 20 or 30 minutes. And then the baby kind of, you know, and I remember my son saying, what's that noise? And we said, I think it's the new baby. Let's go see. And we did it that way. And I was so relieved that it had gone okay. It will feel very different. Psychologist Eileen Kennedy Moore says, when it comes to spending time with your toddler, the important thing to focus on is that it's not the quantity of attention that your older child is going to get, it's your responsiveness. Will you lose your patience with your kids more easily? I mean, sometimes, yes. So you're going to ask for help, you're going to take the help, you're going to settle into this season you're going to be in as much as you can, that you have 2 small children, of just being with the 2 of them, of just that being enough. Be willing to accept less than perfection from yourself. And of course, give your kid some slack. I let my 1.5-year-old at the time have his pacifier out of his crib, have his blankie a lot more, watch more shows. We have an episode called Surviving a Toddler and a Newborn. I'll put the link to that in the show notes if you haven't listened, because there's lots of strategies that are mostly around giving yourself and your toddler a break. But you will be surprised at how much the incredible joy will keep you going. Will you love one of your kids more than the other? Here's what you can't understand until the baby is born. Your new baby will be her own person. She will be nothing like the older sibling. And therefore, the things you love about your second child are completely different than your first child. It feels ahead of time like you're just going to have your first child 2.0. You're going to have another one. And you're going to have to split everything. But it's a completely different experience and an incredible surprise that really is just as great the first time, discovering this new baby and just how different from their sibling they're probably going to be. So will this second baby ruin your relationship with your son? No, but it will create an important new relationship, a loving bond which can be shaped by you, but which will exist outside of you. And that's a wonderful thing. Don't forget, having a sibling is a normal stress. It's the way of the world. This isn't cruel and unusual. It's what happens. And for most kids, Eileen Kennedy Moore points this out, that the sibling relationship is their longest one. It will be even longer than their relationship with you as a parent. The baby is going to be pretty boring to the two-year-old at first. So don't worry if you don't see this bond right away. Don't worry if they kind of ignore each other, because eventually the baby's going to start sitting up, smiling, talking, and then walking. And at that point, that baby is going to have a clear favorite in the family. And at least in my case, it wasn't really me. It was the older sibling. They're going to relate to each other. The toddler is going to be able to make the baby laugh. They're going to have this whole relationship that exists outside of you. And someday, sooner than you think, you're going to have two kids sitting in the kitchen, laughing and rolling their eyes at each other and saying, "Isn't mom so dumb and she doesn't know anything?" It will happen, trust me, sooner than you think. And that won't be all bad either. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.